Ireland and Western Scotland by Friday morning.
Simon, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 19th of February. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at midnight: low Rockall 991, expected Hebrides 995 by midnight tonight. Low Portland 987, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty. Southerly or southeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, increasing gale 8 at times later in Viking and North Utsira. Showers, good. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering southwest later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Fisher, southeast, 4 to 6, veering south, 5 to 7 later. Fair, good. German Bight, easterly or southeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in far west, veering southerly later. Fair, good, light icing. Humber, Thames, east or southeast, 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasional rain or sleet, good, occasionally poor. Dover, Wight, cyclonic, becoming west or northwest, 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Plymouth, decreasing 4 to 6 in Portland and Plymouth and later Biscay. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. Northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, backing west or southwest, 5 to 7 later. Showers, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 at first in southwest fastnet, otherwise 4 to 6 backing southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, cyclonic 3 to 5 becoming south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest Rockall, northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, backing west or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or poor. Northeast Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southerly 6 to gale 8 later in east Fair Isle. Rain or wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south, 6, 14 miles, 999, rising slowly. Stornoway, southeast, 3, slight rain, 6 miles, 1,000, rising more slowly. Lerwick, south, 6, 16 miles, 1,005, falling slowly. Lucas, southeast by east, 4, 8 miles, 1,003, rising slowly. Bridlington, east-southeast, 7, 998, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east, 5, 2 miles, 991. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south, 2, 11 miles, 990. Jersey, northwest by west, 6, slight rain, 4 miles, 991, rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 7, 991. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west, 5, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 995, rising slowly. Valentia, northwest, 4, recent drizzle, 6 miles, 999, rising quickly. Ronald's Way, east-northeast, 5, 6 miles, 998, rising slowly. Malin Head, southeast, 5, moderate drizzle, 6 miles, 998, rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, the 19th of February. The general situation, an area of low pressure across the English Channel and northern France, will slowly move southeast during the next 24 hours, and another area of low pressure will move eastwards towards western Scotland during Thursday. As a consequence, conditions will remain unsettled across the inshore waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northeast. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southeasterly, 3 or 4 in Firth of Forth, otherwise 4 to 6, veering southwesterly later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast 6, decreasing 4 or 5, veering southwest later, occasionally 3 later. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east 5 or 6, veering southeast 3 or 4, veering west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 3 or less, then westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, cyclonic, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming westerly 3 or 4 later. Rain at times, becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, cyclonic, becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in west, backing westerly or southwesterly later. Occasional rain, becoming mainly fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest 7 or gale 8 at first near Isles of Scilly, elsewhere 4 to 6, backing west or southwest later. Occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northwest, backing southwest later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, except in Bristol Channel. Occasional rain, then showers for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or northeast, 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then west or northwest, 4 to 6, backing south or southwest later. Occasional rain, becoming mainly fair for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 4 or 5 later, backing south 5 or 6 later in far west. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, east 3 or 4, veering south 2, then west 5 or 6, backing south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southeast, veering south or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, increasing 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southeasterly, becoming cyclonic, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, becoming southerly or southwesterly, 5 or 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in east, decreasing 4 at times later in west. Fair, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that's the Shipping Bulletin. Now on Radio 4, Prayer for the Day, presented by Ungud Kaur.
Good morning. With nearly 30 million Sikhs in the world, the Sikh faith is the fifth largest religion. So I'm aware of being part of a global community that shares a common reference. The scripture called the Sri Guru Granth Sahib. At the same time, all is in small. In 2019, I joined a committee which two colleagues from different parts of the world had also joined. We soon created a breakout group, simply called Sisters, on a separate messaging app. Since then, we've each encountered unexpected life challenges, a range of ups and downs, new opportunities to explore. Our Sisters group of just three members has become a significant feature and support in my life. Sometimes we need the more personal, human touch. These two women pay attention, reflect back to me my blind spots, remind me of my gifts when I'm full of doubt, challenge me if my perceptions are distorted, so I get a clearer view that is in alignment with my faith. The Sri Guru Granth Sahib is 1430 angs, or pages, of divine wisdom that is mystical and poetic, reflecting the light of the soul. But there are three earthly words from these two women that have also been a light in dark times, offering a meaningful connection when I felt the lonely or solitude nature of the soul. Each day, the first message I often receive is, "Good morning, sisters. Dear God,